The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene Marks.
Welcome back, Miss Kathy. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Ro, I want to jump in here. I know we had planned to talk about certain things, but it seems to me that the headlines in Israel change every 2 minutes and something's come up already. Palestinians apparently slamming terrorist Israel, no less, for saying it will withhold bodies. Do you know about that story? Are you on top of that one?
I'm always on top of these stories because watching the news is my job. I really wish I could tour South Africa just like Kef did. Jelly. hashtag Jelly. But our newly minted Defense Minister Naftali Bennett has threatened terrorists. As a deterrent for terror attacks, he has threatened that Israel will now be withholding the bodies of Palestinian terrorists who have carried out attacks on Israelis. And the Palestinians have responded by saying that Israel is a terrorist state for doing this. But Naftali Bennett's not one to mince words. He's had some fighting words for entities in the Gaza Strip who are intent on firing rockets and mortars like they did last night, which disturbed the very, very shaky ceasefire that we have in place. They fired two rockets towards Sderot, which were intercepted by the Iron Dome battery. And he said, we're going to come for you wherever you are. If you are intent on firing at Israel, we will fire on you no matter where rockets and mortars land. And today, adding to that conversation, him now saying we will be withholding the bodies of Palestinian terrorists.
All right, interesting story. The indictment saga continuing. I believe there was a march in Tel Aviv last night in support of Netanyahu. What's going on?
Well, first of all, there was a rally to back Netanyahu. It didn't have as many people as was expected, about 15,000 strong. But what is worrying, and it's something that you and I chatted about yesterday, is this attack on the state.
Yeah.
Is this almost being forced to choose between the man and the country? Now, it's so important in a democracy, and I hear myself repeating this again and again and again because I'm getting a lot of interaction from people about the indictments. It's very important in a democracy that we have our institutes for justice, our Supreme Court, that they stand alone and they stand independent and they're not governed by the Knesset or the Parliament, that an individual is not above the law or immune to prosecution if they've done something wrong. You know, I'm a firm believer that it's fair on both the people of Israel and the court system, as well as Netanyahu, to let him have his day in court. The Attorney General has said he doesn't have to step down. He can carry on in his role, even though many are saying that he actually should step down, that he should go out with some kind of dignity and not go down kicking and screaming. But some of the language used last night at the rally was very, very worrisome. Words like it's a coup d'etat, deep state, trying to piggyback on the language being used at the United States, that the investigators should be investigated and the cops are criminals. You know, this is language that I don't think is beneficial to Netanyahu, and I don't think that it's language that's beneficial to Israeli society.
It's not the first time, Rolene, and there are huge consequences for using language like this. This makes me think very strongly about the time when Yitzhak Rabin was murdered, when the rhetoric in Israel reached incredibly high and emotional levels, and look where it led. And it just seems to me that Israelis just don't seem to learn that lesson. Tone it down. Just tone it down.
Do like be less Middle Eastern and Israeli and more logical. she said, and I'm an extremely illogical person.
Yeah, maybe it's just the Ashkenazi in me talking. We spoke yesterday about Jeremy Corbyn. He then superseded us and went to give a performance and a half on British television last night. Where he did nothing but, I think, embarrass himself. We'll talk about that a little later. But following that, I believe the Hindu Council of the United Kingdom has also joined voices against Jeremy Corbyn.
Well, quite extraordinary, yes. They released a letter last night excoriating him, not just for anti-Semitism and putting their backing firmly behind the chief rabbi, Ephraim Mervis, but they've also said that, you know, this is the time to draw attention also to anti-Hindu language and actions that Jeremy Corbyn is guilty of, that they think that he's guilty of things like snubbing a Diwali event that was interfaith, things like using language that has led to attacks either verbally or physically on Hindu members of the community. And this is increasingly worrying. I mean, to me, watching that interview last night, sorry seems to be the hardest word for Jeremy Corbyn. You know, some are saying that it's a train or a car crash of an interview. I don't think it's a car crash. I think a car slammed into a train, which slammed into a plane, which slammed into a big old gas balloon and blew up. That was the Jeremy Corbyn interview that I saw last night. He was absolutely annihilated by the BBC's Andrew Neil refusing to apologize no less than four times for anti-Semitism within the party. And, you know, I'm a big reader of the news because of, you know, it's sure. My job. Mm-hmm. And reading across the British media today, the frantic WhatsApps that have actually been exposed, trying to do some kind of damage control. But I don't think like the horses bolted in this case. I think a whole herd of horses are running down. They're running down that meadow. They're gone.
They absolutely have. And it's so much more than a Jewish issue now. I think the bulk of the very decent British populace are seeing the Labour Party for what it is, being led by the man that it's being led by.
And also, you know, we say it so often that Jews are the canary sure. in the coal mine, that we're the proverbial canaries. And the treatment of Jews has a knock-on effect to how other minority communities are treated, whether we hear now from the Hindu community, whether it's members of the Muslim community in Britain saying that, you know, there's Islamophobia as well. It emboldens this kind of hate-filled behavior, and I think this is why the alarm bells need to be taken very, very seriously. I think, you know, if I was Jezza Corbyn, you know, you're steering your party towards a major, major collision, and maybe it's time for you to, as we say in the Middle East, say yalla bye.
Yalla bye. I like that. Yalla bye. Yalla
bye
to you.
That's what we have to say.
Yalla bye to you as well, Rolene. Thanks for the input. As always, look forward to catching up tomorrow.
Thank you, Ro.
Tomorrow, same time, same place. Good to have you back, Kat.